Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Moving on now to other things, because the real St. Valentine, did you know the real St. Valentine actually defied Rome, and it said was dragged before the prefect, beaten to death with clubs, and had his head removed. So it seems fitting in his honour that lovers force their partners to sit through a romantic comedy movie to endure similar pain. Our go-to gals for movie recommendations are in studio for the weekend coming. Vicky Notaro, host of Rom-Com Podcast, You Head Me at Hello. And Olivia Fahey, editor of Geek Ireland, who's probably more likely to say things like, "In the shadows of Gotham, I work alone." That's just very, giving you the stereotypes.
Very romantic.
In a way.
Yeah.
Happy Galentine's Day, now that we know what that is.
Thanks, yes. Gal.
February. People will remember before Christmas we discussed the truly terrible rom-coms. But even then you were talking about the 14th of February.
They were not truly terrible, first
of
all.
They were amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
But
you stop it. You love it.
Guilty pleasure.
You had different perspectives on the 14th of February last December, things you were excited about. Nikki, we're going to begin with, first of all, because one end is Bridget Jones, the other is Captain America. Vicky, what have you been waiting for this moment?
So Bridget
today?
Jones, Mad About the Boy. Now I'm finally getting to see it tonight with my pals for Galentine's Day. So I'm very excited. And, you know, I was saying yesterday that the third one was probably the only film I think I've ever walked out of. And I was really surprised because Bridget Jones' Diary, the first film, is probably one of my favourite rom-coms ever. And we just discussed it last week on the podcast. It's actually so brilliantly written, really well paced, really well performed. But by the time they got to the third one, they were kind of resting on trite. Whereas with number four, I have high hopes because it's actually based on another Helen Fielding novel, Mad About the Boy.
Yes, so the good source material.
Good source material, exactly.
And that's out today.
It is out today, yes. So grab your gals and go.
Reviews are quite good, aren't they?
Yeah,
very good. Yeah, apparently very much laugh and cry, because if anybody who's been following Bridget Jones knows, she got with the enigmatic Mark Darcy, but now he's dead.
I know, hardly a spoiler.
Yeah, no, it's in the trailer.
Well, yeah, but like in the trailer, once that dropped, everybody went absolutely mad because
they
were like,
"Did people not know?"
Apparently, they didn't know.
Like,
okay. So people who hadn't read the book were just completely taken aback to be like, "What do you mean that he's not in the next one?"
Well, Colin Firth does pop up as a ghostly figure.
Yeah,
but his character is dead. So there you go.
As you do. Yeah.
It's as bad as Hot Frosty.
You leave Hot Frosty alone.
And you've, Olivia, been looking forward to what on the 14th of February?
Oh, Captain America, Brave New World. It is Anthony Mackie taking up the mantle of Captain America for the first time. He was kind of introduced slowly in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, the Disney Plus series, but now this is his first one where he is the Captain America. He's now got a new guy who's going to be his Falcon. And we also have Harrison Ford, who's going to be Thaddeus Ross, who's the new president of the United States. But he has a little deep, dark secret. And he's also now Red Hulk. So we get to see Harrison Ford Hulk out.
Wow.
And the amount of detail that they've put into this character is insane. Red Hulk even has like little grey chest hairs.
Aww.
So even though, like, if you are a Leo Woodall fan and you want to go see him emerging from a pool, like drenched in with a shirt, like clinging to his muscles with a little puppy in his arms, yeah, Bridget Jones is the one for you. Or if you want to see kind of like hulked out Harrison Ford, then go see Captain America.
But you know what? I have to say, I really fancied Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk. So,
bizarre.
You know. Oh, he's gorgeous.
Just lent into like the chiseled jaw of Harrison Ford, but Hulkified. Like, it's wild when you see what they've done.
I'm sold.
Harrison Ford is literally in his 80s.
He is, yeah.
So,
but
you know,
like,
this is what happens now when you have an American presence of that age in real life. They're trying to make the 80-year-olds look sexy. Well, we're all for it. It's all equal opportunities. Do it for the women now as well.
Exactly.
But by the way, the trailer for Captain America Brave New World looks like it's a political thriller. There's no Red Hulk or anything, so
It kind of is. So basically, it's bringing in a couple of different loose ends that we've had in previous Marvel films. So like The Incredible Hulk, which actually starred Ed Norton in the role as opposed to Mark Ruffalo. That there's a couple of characters from that film that are appearing in this one. We also have the, I don't know if people saw The Eternals. At the end of The Eternals, spoiler alert, a giant celestial is emerging from the Earth. So basically there's
And Harry Styles.
that's like the episode after the film. It doesn't affect the plot.
It's so difficult to keep up with
Terrible
the MCU, though.
This is she knows everything.
I know she does. it because it's her job.
For
a casual watcher, like, I just feel like I'm out of the loop now.
Yeah, so basically what they're doing with this one is that there's part of the plot is going to be centered around this thing that's coming out of the ground, and it has adamantium, the metal that coats Wolverine's body. So it's interlinking a load of different things, which is why I'm very excited. And I know you're all laughing at me,
but sure,
I love
I'll be forced,
it.
I'll be forced to watch it at some point. And, yeah.
I mean, you lost us at Harrison Ford turning red. Let's go. Valentine's flick. What are you looking for in the perfect Valentine's film, Vicky?
So for me, I like a tiny bit of schmaltz, which I think you get from for me, the perfect Valentine's films are by one of two women, or both, if you're in the mood. Nora Ephron and Nancy Myers. So both women know the importance of a clever storyline, strong leading lady, charismatic leading man, and just enough schmaltz that you don't want to get sick, but you might feel a bit at the end, but in a good way.
Okay. It's a difficult balance.
Yeah, I want comfort. I want sweetness. I want to know that the world isn't going to end, or that a giant celestial being isn't going to emerge from the earth.
And you're recommending going for the classics, go to the independent cinema chains around the country.
Absolutely, yeah. So I know that this weekend the Lighthouse are showing Brief Encounter, which is a classic of yearning and longing and black and white, and it's just gorgeous, and it's on a train. So very romantic old school movie in the Lighthouse in Dublin, and they're also showing Blue Velvet, if that tickles your fancy.
Oh well, that's for the very cool people.
It's a bit raunchy.
A bit raunchier than
Brief Encounter.
It looks beautiful, doesn't it?
It's gorgeous. So it's a David Lynch season that they're doing. And then I think the Stella.
The Roy Orbison moment in that film?
Yes.
The guy from Quantum Leap is singing into a light bulb and Dennis Hopper is menacing me.
I mean, if you want a sexy art house Valentine's weekend, that's where you go. But the Stella showing 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes.
And Gone with the Wind. So there's something for everyone this weekend.
Oh, I have loads of clips. But I think 10 Things I Hate About You, you know, the people know the poem. It's a remake, essentially, of a Shakespearean play.
Before
you turn up your nose. Here we go, here's a bit.
I hate the way you talk to me and the way you cut your hair. I hate the way you drive my car. I hate it when you stare. I hate your big dumb combat boots and the way you read my mind. I hate you so much it makes me sick. It even makes me rhyme. I hate it. I hate the way you're always right. I hate it when you lie. I hate it when you make me laugh. Even worse when you make me cry. I hate it when you're not around and the fact that you didn't call. But mostly I hate the way I don't hate you. Not even close. Not even a little bit.
I was thinking that too, Olivia.
It's poetry, guys. Come on, bit of culture.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great film. Julia Stiles is talking about Heath Ledger's character, and it was his first American film, so it was his kind of introduction to all of us. And then he had this stellar short career, and he so greatly missed. He was an amazing romantic lead. Sexy.
Yeah. A Brief Encounter, I have a clip as well, which was from 19. It's a 1945 movie.
Yeah, wartime.
Sweeping a romantic.
This can't last. This misery can't last. I must remember that and try to control myself. Nothing lasts, really. Neither happiness nor despair. Not even life lasts very long. There'll come a time in the future when I shan't mind about this anymore. When I can look back and say quite peacefully and cheerfully how silly I was. No, I don't want that time to come ever. I want to remember every minute. Always. Always to the end of my days.
Oh, they were the
great
days.
Such yearning.
When women just spoke to themselves.
in that British accent. Yeah, I mean, that is a classic. But I think a lot of wartime films, Casablanca as well, they're all about unhappy endings in a way. Whereas nowadays, the 80s, 90s ones especially, gave you what you wanted, which was, a nice fairy tale ending.
Vicky, on a happier note, you have a holy trinity of Valentine's actors.
I do. So at the top of that holy trinity is Julia Roberts, because everyone loves Julia Roberts, right? You can watch Pretty Woman, you can watch My Best Friend's Wedding, Runaway Bride. I find that straight men love watching Julia Roberts films.
Really?
Yeah. And Richard Gere is often with her in them and very charismatic.
They lied to you over the years.
No, she's hot. Like, I think men like watching Julia Roberts because she's a babe. You know, she brings in the audiences. Same with Sandra Bullock.
I thought Sandra Bullock would be a slightly ahead.
Yeah, well, this week's episode of You Had Me at Hello, I dragged my poor husband on to talk about his favourite rom-com, and he picked The Proposal because he loves Sandra Bullock.
Ryan Reynolds probably had something to
do with
that as well.
He likes Ryan Reynolds. Controversial at the moment, but we take the films as at the time they were made, shall we Okay. And then the other one I think is Reese Witherspoon. So you have a redhead, a brunette and a blonde, and they all are very bankable, very likable and comforting stars. What are you laughing at?
It was just like, oh yeah, you do have the kind of array of women.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we're badly in need of some new rom-com leading ladies. I think Sydney Sweeney's trying to make it happen. It's not.
Yeah, because Anything But You did very, very well, but that also could have been the Glenn Powell. Actually, I think it was more both of them. They both have such star power
and
that having them in a rom-com.
Shakespeare as well. Yep. Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Which one? See, your eyes light up when
which
there's
one
a Shakespeare. Much Ado.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's very bad.
What film was that?
Oh, Anyone But You.
Anyone but you, yeah.
That was out last year, wasn't it?
But, yeah.
Yes. There are cooler films of Olivia. You have different alternative ones.
Oh, I do, yes. If you are not one for the schmaltzy, cringy rom-coms, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, I think, one of the best ones to watch because, it does have a romantic sort of thread through it, but it's about a guy who has to defeat her 7 evil exes in order to date her, which I just think is so crazy. But, you know, keeping in the comic thread, it is based on a comic and it was a film that was definitely like ahead of its time when it was released. And I think over the years, people have gone back to it and gone, this was actually brilliant. And, you know, a Captain America connection, it has Chris Evans as one of the evil exes. Oh. So it's actually quite funny to see him as a kind of bad guy in it. So
I don't remember. I saw that and I don't remember being, oh, that's something I must carry
Chris
with
Evans
me.
Used to pop up a lot
before
he was the leading man. Like he's in Not Another Teen Movie, which is iconic.
That was one
as
of
well.
His breakout roles. Yeah. And then since then, he's also gone a bit more villainous with like Knives Out and things like that as well.
Yes, yes. Ready or Not is a horror one. That's great crack.
Yes.
Actually, that's
really my God. Like, slasher rom-coms have kind of become a thing as of late. So Ready or Not, it's about this woman who gets married into this family and they go
rich
to play
family.
A game. A very, very rich family. And they go to play a game that night and she pulls the hide and seek card, which unleashes unholy hell because apparently the family have made a deal with the devil and that if the newlywed into the family pulls that card on her wedding night, they basically have to try and kill her.
Oh, is this Samara Weaving?
Yes, as a sacrifice to the devil. So
great.
It is a horror flick, but it's so, so good.
There's a texter who you'll, either of them of you approve, I presume, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Best
yeah.
Valentine movie and most realistic.
Well, I don't know if wiping your memory
Jim
is realistic. I think a lot of people would like to do that. It's about a couple who've broken up and they decide to erase their memory of one another, but then they meet again and have that same
Is that Kate Winslet and
Jim Carrey? Winslet and
Jim Carrey,
WALL-E, you've recommended as well.
Yeah, so like as much as it has like this like environmental message, it is also kind of a little bit of a romance as well.
They
before WALL-E and Eve. And it's just so cute to see like two inanimate objects just find each other and, you know, try and build a life together.
All they can say is each other's name.
Exactly. It's just very cute.
Vicky, before, because I want to play the clip from First Wives Club, remind us what that's about.
First Wives Club is about three women who were friends since college, and there was actually a fourth one of them, but she tragically died. And they kind of get back together to get revenge on their exes, who are all terrible men. And it's got everything. It's got Goldie Hawn, Bette Midler, Diane Keaton. It's got a musical number. It's just fantastic.
It's amazing.
Maggie Smith is, and it's very funny as well.
Drink because I am a sensitive and highly strung person.
No, that's why your co-stars drink.
I am not. A drunk!
Oh, really? Let's examine the evidence. Look! All bottles. And gallon jugs. I had guests. Who? Guns N' Roses?
I love that gag. By the way, all of the movies are recommending, if we go to justwatch.com/.ie, it's the Irish version, you can kind of
people can see where
they're available on whichever streamer and so on. If they're, what film are you going to watch this weekend? I know you're going to both see the ones, Bridget Jones and the Captain America, but what would you rewatch?
I think I'm going to rewatch When Harry Met Sally. The greatest of all time.
Ooh, interesting, yeah, especially after the Super Bowl ad as well.
Exactly, which kind of annoyed me, I'm not going to lie.
I know none of these things, well, but there's a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah, Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal reunited in Katz's Delictassen to recreate.
And Olivia, you're
Do you know what? I might go for something like Stardust. It's a little bit of a fantasy, but also a little bit of romance in there as well.
Everything's very alternative with you.
It is. Nothing traditional here.
Olivia Fahey, Geek Ireland, thanks so much. Vicky Notaro from the podcast. You had me on below. Thank you so much. We'll see you again the next time.